Hi, Victor?
Yes, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Good, good. Let me add my phone to it, okay? Hold on.
Okay, sure.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Good, good.
Great.
So I got my son on the phone.
Perfect.
And
So we have, okay, great. I'm sorry, you
Hello.
have questions?
Yeah, on the I sent you an email, things that I wanted updated. Wanted to know if that's possible.
I see that you sent in some zip codes that needed to be added to the campaign, right?
Well, not added. I wanted this to replace all the old zip codes. These are the
Oh.
only ones that I want to deal with going forward.
Gotcha. Okay, so we're replacing all of your previous service areas to target these specifically, the ones that you sent in the email, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, not a problem. We'll get those done right away. And let me see.
What other questions we had, Kaden?
Hold on, let me get it up.
I believe my telephone number, I would like to keep, give it my number.
Okay, so you wanted to use your phone number for the Google Verified campaign, right?
Right, 917
Okay.
476
Uh-huh.
7059.
Perfect. So to confirm, that's 917-476-7059, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll request that update as well. I believe that might take up to 24 hours, but it should be done sooner if not
Okay,
24 hours.
before that, real quick question. Right now, everything is going to what number?
Let me see. The phone number that it's going to is 1. Sorry, it just takes a second for the system to load these pages.
No worries.
A moment.
And real quick, if I change, if the Google guarantee, that's for Google Verified only, right? But the website's still the website number, correct? Like, how's that gonna work?
So for this campaign or this account, I believe we're promoting your website. Hang on, let me open it up. Yeah, we're promoting aquapro-restoration.com.
Right.
So that's the one we are using for the Google Verified campaign, if that was the question. Sorry.
Right, okay, so that's okay, so I can't give you my personal number then. Right? You gotta keep
Because of
everything
the,
consistent like the website, right?
well, it's possible you can for Google Verified, you can add a different phone number if you need to, but it's better to keep it the same, yes, to answer that question. But it can be done.
Okay. Okay, think about it because I have an answering service and I just need to make sure they know how to answer these phone calls because I'm paying for these phone calls.
Right,
You know what I mean?
exactly. Absolutely.
But
Yes.
is it possible, would it interfere or what do you recommend? I don't want to make things off balance either. You know what I mean? I'm not going to get the phone call. It went to this number, it didn't go to my number, but you got billed because it went to this number.
Yeah, I
You know
mean
what I mean?
exactly. Right. I mean we do have cases where the calls go to a different phone number, but then they have that set up where it's kind of like a call forwarding type of situation. In your case, if you do have that phone number listed on your website and you have a different number on the Google Verified campaign, you should be able to answer both lines if need be. Otherwise, I would suggest just keeping it one phone number the same across the board.
Okay, let's keep the one phone number across the board. Same as the website then. If it was
Okay.
just one number, but I've seen another, a 516 number when I was looking at my business info.
Okay. let me check, because so far what I'm seeing in your account is that we are promoting the number ending in 9998. But let me just double check internally in the campaign, okay? Just one
okay.
second.
All right.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Okay, and I'm sorry, you said you saw another phone number on your Google Verified campaign?
Yeah, so I was on the dashboard, and I wanted to change the business information a little bit, and I seen a number that I don't have on the business info.
Okay, is that the 516 number, area code that you mentioned?
Yeah, the 516, yes, that one. So I kind of want to redo that whole page if possible. Can I send you... that
absolutely.
As well?
Yes. If you don't mind, please send in an email, and I'll make sure to update all of this immediately. That way we can...
Okay, now, do I send it to you or what, in a special email or to the local, the regular?
Yeah, so you can send it to support@localsplash.com, but just put Attention Lily, and then that way it goes directly to me.
Attention Lily, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right on the subject line is fine. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So another question I have, Lily, is okay. So we can redo everything and we get the zip codes. Now, so can you check? Is it possible to link the website to see the performance on the dashboard?
That's
another feature.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think that's something that we automatically enable. I can look into that if you would like, but I can't promise that we will be able to do that.
No, I understand because I see it. It says website, but it doesn't have, if you look at business info, it's blocked. It doesn't, you see in the back, it's like a block, a little circle with an X in it, red.
Let's see.
It kind of gives you the option to get analytics, if possible.
Let's see. Hang on 1 second. What tab are you on again? On the business verification one, or what tab are you on?
Oh, what tab? I'm not on right now, but I will go to business info, the business information center.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You're talking about your local slash dashboard, not the Google Verified one, correct?
Right. Local. Yeah, I'm talking about the local dashboard. That's what
okay.
I think of, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. So let me go into business info here 1 second. Okay, I'm in business info. And yes, so let me go down to website. Okay, so you're showing on website, it's like a little circle with a little cross out circle,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so whenever you want to make changes to, you know, promote another website, we ask that you let us know. Because if you make that change, it can sometimes trigger re-verifications or suspensions, depending on what products you have. So for those specific things like the phone number and the website, the services, we suggest that you send us an email, and then we make the change on the account.
No problem. I believe it's not connected. I'm not trying to change it. I don't think it's connected on the dashboard. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I clicked on website on the dashboard. It doesn't pop up. So I'm thinking it's not connecting. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not trying to.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, let me check that here. 1 second. Let's see. It's going. Okay, if I'm in business info and I scroll down to website, you said you're not able to see it there, the website? Or what were you?
No, I see the website, but it has a block, right, on the right-hand side?
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. But if you click on the tab that says website,
yes.
It says zero. What I'm trying to tell you, I don't believe it's connected.
Oh, you're on the website tab. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, it's not connecting. That's what I'm saying. Yes. It might be a block.
Gotcha. No. Okay, so what's happening is the reason there's zero there is because we're not creating we did not create a website for you. We're promoting your website. So if it was a site that we created, you would see the leads that come in through the website and things like that. But it's because it's not a website that we created. So
that you created.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It won't track analytics. Okay.
Exactly.
Understood. Okay. All right. Yes. Not a problem. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay.
Katie, you have any more questions, Katie, that we talked about yesterday?
No. As far as you got the zip codes, as far as yesterday, no.
The number, and we're going to rewrite the whole business information, correct, for you?
We'll get it. Thank you. Yeah, okay. So far I'll start with the service area, so I'll make sure that they're replaced completely with the ones that you sent in via email, and then I'll wait for that second email with the additional changes, and I'll make sure to take care of them right away.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you calling us back as well. Thank
of
you.
Course. No problem. I appreciate your time, Victor and Kaden. You have a great rest of your day.
Hold on. I have a question.
Yeah.
Hold on. One more
sure.
question. What's up, Ed?
Is there an extra phone number that you have on file ending in 4092? Because I receive phone calls when I'm not supposed to, because I'd rather have that get to Kaden or to Victor and not to that phone number.
Oh, okay. I got you. You're Benjamin.
Yeah, Benjamin.
I see. I'll delete you. No, all right. That's fine. I'll take care of it, Lily. We're good.
Oh,
we're good.
Okay. All right. Not a problem. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Bye-bye.